because 641 here in the U.S., heading to so-called wine country generally means heading to Napa Valley. Tonight, our wine of the week heads there to talk about wines from two of the most popular wineries in the area, Mount Veeder and Franciscan Estate.
Well, we talked about it all with Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine.
I recently had dinner with a guy by the name of Jay Turnipseed. Jay serves two mistresses. He is the assistant winemaker at both Franciscan Estate and Mount Veeder Winery. And I have to tell you, I forgot how good these wines were.
Well, how nice to be the head guy at not one, but two.
Right.
I'd like that.
Exactly.
Do you want to start with the Sauvignon Blanc?
Oh, yeah. This one is beautiful. As a matter of fact, the 2014 Franciscan Estate Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc features aromas of lime, grapefruit peel, lychee, and notes of honeysuckle and lemongrass on that beautiful aromatic nose. Then you get bright round flavors bursting with fresh fruit, juicy lime, a little bit more lychee, and Meyer lemon in there. I love it. The clean mouthfeel just tingles refreshing minerality, and you get this long finish of lime zest, vanilla, touch of grapefruit. $17. That's a lot of wine in this bottle.
Wow. Let's switch to the reds and a Merlot.
Merlot is often maligned. Thanks a lot, Sideways. But the 2013 Franciscan Estate Napa Valley Merlot is just wonderful. Deep aromas of ripe plum. You get the rich, dark fruit of violets and dark chocolate just perfuming the glass. I think I want to wear this. Hints of licorice, vanilla, blackberry, tobacco envelop the tongue up front, and then you get full-bodied dark cherry fruit and layers of baking spice and cocoa on that beautiful plush finish topped with sweet notes of cassis and chocolate. Tell you what, right? Yeah, $23.
You're only talking about one wine from Mount Veeder. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, the 2013 Mount Veeder Cabernet Sauvignon. If you look up Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, this is the wine who you will see in the dictionary. It is just a beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon. It's also got a little bit of Malbec, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc, Syrah blended in there for balance and depth. But this wine just shines with layers of juicy dark plum and vibrant blackberry, dark chocolate flavors. They blend in with Bing cherries and cola notes to create this really complex full palate. It's a great wine. Velvety structures, smooth finish, seamless. It's only $44.
Now you finish up with a red, all kinds of red blends here. What's up?
Yeah, this is the big one. So in 1985, Franciscan introduced Magnificent. And it is one of the original Meritage blends of California. Now, Meritage means that they can only use the five original Bordeaux varietals, but it creates a very complex nose of dark plum, dried cherry, and mocha. And then the dominant flavors of black cherry, blackberry, cassis just hit the palate like a velvet glove, man. It just comes right on in there. Get hints of black pepper and cocoa that work their way in on the back of the tongue. This is a full-bodied wine, but it's seamless and beautiful. And you just get these beautiful, toasty, dark oak notes on the back end. Just a lovely little hints of tobacco and black olive, too, which I really liked. $55.
Scott Greenberg is the wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
644.